This is Science Today. The Food and Drug Administration has recently banned the use of bisphenol A, or BPA, in baby bottles and sippy cups due to increasing concerns about the estrogen-like compound's possible health effects. Research epidemiologist Jonathan Chevrier of the University of California, Berkeley, says while more research is being conducted about the exact effects of BPA, there are several ways that consumers can monitor their intake.
Number one, it seems that the main source of exposure to BPA is through the consumption of canned goods. Trying to eat fresh food would be a good idea. Number two, try to avoid any hard, clear plastic that has the number 7 within this triangle that has 3 arrows and shows a recycling sign. If there's a number 7, there's a good chance that there's BPA in this plastic. So try to avoid it. Number three, if people are going to use baby bottles or sippy cups, do not use the older ones that might contain BPA. Try to buy new ones.
For Science Today, I'm Larissa Brannan.